we can lose sight of the kindness within ourselves, the goodness, the positive attributes within ourselves. At times, it's very possible to get into a negative state of mind where we do not see the goodness within us. We don't see the goodness within others. It's cyclical. It's something that most of us have gone through at different points in our lives or will go through. There's nothing to say that there's any one particular thing that brings it on. It can be just a difficult period for us. Maybe some difficult things have come up. But there is a way to break free of the mindset, because what happens is that when we start to think negatively about ourselves, it starts to multiply. It takes on a life of its own, where we really start being super critical of ourselves and really judgmental. It's a very sad thing to do, isn't it? I mean, think about it. You know, we're judged by the world, yet sometimes we pass judgment on ourselves. What complicates things is that the judgment that we pass on ourselves can get redirected towards others, and it can make conversations and dealings with other people very difficult, because we tend to see other people then as adversarial. We can see them as being additional critics to ourselves, and that in turn makes us very defensive and sometimes maybe even very aggressive, very negative towards other people. Should you be in this mindset, if anything I've just said resonates with you, or if you've lived through these periods and you do this dance periodically that you get into this negative state, this is a meditation for you. This is an opportunity to look at who we truly are and to remember all the positive things within our lives, so that we can notice when we get into that mindset how to break free of it and how to bring about that positivity so that we can be fully present and communicate well with other people and remember just how good our lives are, and we can be kind to other people. So that's what we're going to do today, and I hope you enjoy this. As always, we start by simply making sure that the body is prepared for meditation. Simple thing to do, but so important to make sure that we're sitting comfortably with our hands resting on our thighs or on our knees, back in an upright posture, a very proud posture, head centered, chin slightly down. In the style of meditation that I teach, I always recommend that you close your eyes, but please feel free to leave them partially open or completely open. Now let us do a body scan and inspect the body for any elements of discomfort, tightness, tension. Bring your thoughts all the way down to the lowest point in your body, down to the feet, down to the toes. Gently wiggle the toes. Bring that sensation from the toes very slowly up the body. Bring that sensation into your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, all the way up to the hips. Let that scan slowly inspect each and every part of the body. And we don't have to look simply for signs of discomfort, any signs of tension or pain. We can simply look to bring the body into more comfort so that we can sit comfortably, sit with ease during this meditation. Now bring your attention up to the arms, to the biceps, forearms, the wrists, the hands, the fingertips. We want to notice a very light touch between the fingertips and that part of the body that your hands are resting on. It's once again something that sounds so simple, but it's so important. If you want to really understand how the body feels when you meditate, understand what we're carrying around within ourselves, within our minds, within our hearts, this weight sometimes that we carry around, this not physical weight, but the weight within our hearts, within our minds. Notice how the hands are resting on your body. I take notice of this on a regular basis because it tells me, am I holding in tension with my body? Are there any difficulties? The hands are a great way to tell you. If you can feel them resting gently on your body, then chances are that the body is relatively free of stress and tension. But if the hands are resting very heavily, even grabbing the thighs or knees, then chances are you may not be fully present. There may be something going on within the body, within the mind. Now bring your attention to the lower back, mid back, and upper back. Make sure that the back is upright, in a very proud posture. When you sit at night to meditate, this is so very important. We can be tired during the evening times when we meditate. And if you ever notice yourself slouching or have difficulty fully focusing, just bring your body into an upright posture, and this will help you. It will help you remain awake during the meditation. It will also help you to bring your full focus to the meditation. Now bring your attention to the shoulders. Make sure the shoulders are resting in the lowest position. And let's release any tension that may have built up. Very slowly, begin to raise the shoulders towards the ceiling. Begin to lift up the shoulders. And as you lift up the shoulders, feel yourself growing taller. Feel the back elongating. Feel the spine stretching. Bring up the shoulders as high as they can go comfortably. Then stop and just release. Good. Let's just adjust the back one more time. Just pull the shoulders back a tiny little bit as if you're trying to touch the shoulder blades together. Push the chest out a little bit. It's a very proud posture, isn't it? Now bring your attention into the jaw. Notice if there's any tension. You can gently move the jaw from side to side to release any tension, any tightness. Examine the face, make sure there's no tightness within the face. Examine the cheeks and the cheekbones, the eyes, eye sockets, eyebrows, all the way up to the forehead. Inspect the entire body now, see if there's any parts of the body that we've neglected to adjust, any parts of the body that are sending you signals. If you notice this, go to that part of the body, make whatever adjustments are necessary to bring relief, ease, and calm to the body. Now bring your attention towards to the intention of this meditation. Think about the reason why you wish to meditate today. If there's something that's been going on recently that you wish to address, some change that you wish to bring about to your mind, to your body, whatever it is that brings you to meditation, bring that to your mind and set a clear intention in a statement within your mind to bring about whatever change is that you seek. Now let us bring our attention to the breath and gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth. With each in-breath, feel the air filling your lungs. As you breathe out, feel the air leaving your lungs. with each in-breath, feel the lungs expanding, the chest expanding. With each out-breath, notice the abdomen tightening. We want to follow the breath as it enters into the body. Follow the breath as it leaves the body. As a reminder, when you breathe out, once the air has left you, stay there in that moment, just for a second or two, before you breathe back in. Within that second or two, just notice the effect of the breath. Notice how the breath helps the body to become still, relaxed. It helps to release any residual tension that is within the body that was not released when we did the body scan. Utilize that second or two to notice also any degree of stillness, calmness, focus, clarity that starts to come to the mind. And we can also use that second or two to notice our thoughts, to see what we're focused on, see if there's any value within the thoughts. We can discard all elements of negativity, all things that have no use to us. We utilize the breath to bring focus to the mind, to make sure the body is completely still, relaxed. We utilize the breath to open up insight into our minds. Let's stay with the breath together now for 11 in-breaths, 11 out-breaths. We do this at our own pace, beginning now with the first in-breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. And stay there. And continue. when we find ourselves getting into a negative state of mind, not just for a moment, but over a period of time, for a few days, we've noticed that we're in a negative state, we're finding that things may not be going well for us for some reason, find we're just going through like a Groundhog Day of bad events, we have an opportunity to reflect on who we truly are, all the positive things within ourselves, within our lives, and we can bring about a change. We can change the framework, how we see our days, how we see ourselves, and bring ourselves into a very positive state. Even when we're not in these negative states, we can do an inventory of ourselves from time to time. And it's important to do, to be reminded of our strengths, all the positive things within our lives. Because we can multiply those at any time and be of greater benefit to those around us. We start out by bringing an image of ourselves into our minds. It can be any image or the reflection we see in a mirror. It could be a photograph, digital image, simply how we see ourselves. And we take a moment to simply look at ourselves without any judgment. We simply observe. When we are in a difficult period of our lives, sometimes we can notice things about ourselves. We can see things that we wish to change. When we're not in this difficult mindset, we can start to notice all the positive things within us. Let's first notice whether there's anything within us that we wish to change at this moment. As you look upon yourself, do you see the elements within you that you wish to change? And we're not talking about simply a physical change. We can notice the body's posture. Do you notice a very confident posture within the body, holding yourself very upright, very positive? Or do you notice possibly slouching a little bit, some kind of negative stance? If you notice anything negative about yourself, simply observe. We're not passing judgment, quite the opposite. We want to keep our hearts and minds open to being very supportive, very kind to ourselves. Do you notice anything within the face, facial expression, that tells you that maybe there's something that we want to change, something that we need to change? Notice the posture of the mouth, the position of the mouth. Do we see a smile, or do we see possibly a frown? How do the eyes look? Are the eyes bright, wide open, or are they a little closed, a little downward? Do you notice anything about the body that tells you that there's something we wish to change? What is it? As you take notice, think about what you wish to change in this moment to bring more positivity to yourself. Imagine removing any difficulties that are creating this negativity within yourself right now. Imagine helping yourself in this moment to be free of whatever difficulties may be within you, whatever negativities may be within you. And as you look upon yourself, just gently use the breath to observe. You can even use the breath to imagine extracting any difficulties from ourselves and releasing it. Once we notice any things that we want to change, it's time to notice all the positive elements within us and about us. Think in this moment about all the positive things that exist within you, the positive things that make up the person that you are. We can first think about the kindness towards others, how we're very supportive and kind to others. We can show a genuine concern and kindness to others when we speak with them. We can notice when there's difficulties and show a genuine concern and allow our hearts to open up to them. Possibly you possess this trait in this moment. We all possess it. We just need to see it. Think about on a daily basis how when we communicate with others, how we have a genuine concern for each person's welfare. Those in our home, those we work with. Think about how we support people in their actions. During the course of the day, as you communicate with others, do you offer to lend a hand, lend advice, lend support to others? What other positive elements can you recognize within yourself? Are you generous? Generous with your time? Generous with giving support? Physical, mental support? Are you good at what you do within your career? Do you perform your tasks at a very high level, a very proficient level? Do you have strengths in analytical abilities, financial abilities, number crunching, coding, programming? Notice your strengths in this moment and feel a sense of pride within you. Bring to mind any events recently where you've been helpful to others. You've shown great kindness, great support, concern. Bring each event slowly to mind. And even if there's been none in particular that you bring your mind to recently, think about past events where you've shown great kindness, great support. And allow these memories to remind you of your true nature, of the goodness within you, the positivity within you. And let these memories, let your true nature bring to you an inner smile so that you can be reminded in this moment of what a good person you are, what a positive person you are. Return your gaze to that version of yourself that we brought forth in the beginning to look at and see a beautiful smile on your face. A sense of joy and happiness, because we're reminded in this moment of what a good person we are, what a positive person we are. Reconnect with this and see that beautiful smile. Whenever you turn to a negative state of mind, bring this image back into your mind to see the positivity within you, the goodness within you. Let this image rest within your heart now. Let us hold on to it by taking a nice deep in breath. Big out breath. Now gently wiggle the toes, gently wiggle the fingers, bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally sight, and very slowly open your eyes and become fully present.